All right, so you've been hearing about GLP-1 drugs, right?
Yeah.
And you want the real scoop.
Not just the like miracle weight loss headlines everyone's buzzing about.
Exactly. You want to know what else is going on,
Huh.
and you are in the right place for that.
Because honestly, there's a lot more to this than meets the eye.
We've got articles here from the Motley Fool Medical News Today, even a Markets Insider press release.
Someone's been doing their homework.
Well, that's what this deep dive is for, right? To go beyond the surface.
Absolutely. We're talking big pharma strategy, potential brain benefits, even how GLP-1s might be delivered in the future.
And honestly, when I saw this Motley Fool article about Novartis, well, it's a head
Oh,
scratcher.
yeah. What's got you intrigued?
They're intentionally not joining the weight loss gold rush, even though it's like, what, a $200 billion
It's
market?
huge EE, yeah.
Makes you wonder if they're seeing something everyone else is missing, you know?
High risk, high reward, maybe. It's a gamble, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So instead of battling it out in this crowded weight loss arena, Novartis is focusing on smaller, more specialized treatments.
Yeah, things like radioligand therapies for cancer.
Now, I'll be honest, that went a little over my head at first.
It's complex stuff, but the gist is very targeted, very potent treatments, often using radioactive materials to basically zero in on cancer cells.
And that's a $20 billion opportunity, they're saying.
There's serious money to be made, even in these niche markets. It's all about positioning.
So they're betting on becoming the leader in these areas that aren't as widely known yet.
Exactly. Higher risk, higher reward, especially compared to going head to head with every other company trying to cash in on the whole weight loss thing.
And you can see this reflected in their stock performance too, right?
For sure. The article mentions steady growth, a good dividend, but none of those hype rocket jumps we've seen from some GLP-1 companies.
So it's all about your risk tolerance as an investor, like always.
Right. If you're looking to get rich quick, probably not your play. But for the long game, who knows?
This whole Novartis thing got me thinking about the bigger picture of GLP-1's potential.
Because it's as bigger than just weight loss.
Way bigger. This Medical News Today article dives into GLP-1 and brain health now. That's fascinating.
Oh, it's huge, EE, and the research is just exploding right now. Because here's the thing. Obesity equals chronic inflammation.
Right, and it's bad news everywhere, but especially for your brain.
Exactly. We're talking increased risk of Alzheimer's, cognitive decline. It's serious stuff.
So these GLP-1 drugs, they might actually help protect our brains. And not just because people are losing weight.
That's what's so interesting. They seem to be acting directly on how our brains regulate blood flow, how they protect themselves at a cellular level, even.
So hold on. We're not just talking about shedding pounds here. We're talking about potentially protecting our brains from serious conditions.
That's what the research is suggesting, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets really interesting for your brain health.
Okay, lay it on me.
So our brains have this incredible protective layer, right? It's called the blood-brain barrier.
I've heard of that, yeah.
It's like a super selective filter, controls what gets in, keeps the bad stuff out.
I always imagined it like, I don't know, an actual wall or something.
Well, it's more dynamic than that. It's actually maintained by these specialized cells called astrocytes.
Astrocytes.
They're like the gatekeepers of the blood-brain barrier, constantly monitoring, regulating what crosses over.
Okay, so astrocytes are the gatekeepers, got it. But how does this all tie back to GLP-1 drugs?
Here's where it gets really cool. Studies are showing GLP-1 drugs might actually make those astrocytes even better at their job.
Really?
Yeah, like boosting their function, making them even better at guarding the brain.
So a stronger, healthier blood-brain barrier because of GLP-1.
That's the idea. And a strong blood-brain barrier is key for preventing inflammation and damage, right?
Makes sense. And the article also mentioned something about microglia. What are those exactly?
Oh, microglia are fascinating. They're like the brain's cleanup crew.
Cleanup crew.
Yeah. When everything's working right, they go around clearing out debris, dealing with damage, keeping things tidy.
Okay, so we've got the gatekeepers and the cleanup crew. Sounds like a well-protected brain.
You'd think so, right? But here's the thing. It's not always that straightforward.
Uh-oh, there's a butt coming.
There's always a but. Remember how we were talking about chronic inflammation being a problem?
Yeah, the whole body, but especially the brain.
Right. Well, when inflammation is constant, those microglia we were talking about, they can actually go a little haywire.
Haywire? How?
They can become overactive, start attacking healthy cells. Basically, they contribute to the damage instead of preventing it.
Oh no, so it's like the cleanup crew accidentally bulldozing the whole house instead of just taking out the trash.
Perfect analogy. And you guessed it, this is where GLP-1 research comes back into play.
Let me guess. GLP-1 drugs to the rescue.
You're catching on. There's evidence that these drugs might help regulate those microglia, keep them from going into overdrive mode.
So potentially less inflammation, a stronger blood-brain barrier thanks to those astrocytes, and a well-behaved cleanup crew.
It's like GLP-1 is the manager this whole system desperately needed.
It really does feel like these drugs could be game changers for brain health, not just weight loss.
It's incredibly exciting research. And remember, this is all still ongoing, but the potential is huge, GE.
Especially with semaglutide, right? That one keeps coming up.
Semaglutide is definitely showing a lot of promise in the research so far. Imagine a future where we can treat Alzheimer's, obesity, all these complex conditions with the same type of medication.
That's incredible. Talk about a paradigm shift.
Absolutely. And speaking of potential revolutions, let's talk about this oral GLP-1 pill Rani Therapeutics is working on.
Oh yeah, that press release caught my eye too. Because let's be real, injections are not most people's favorite thing.
You and me both. A pill would be a game changer for so many people.
Right. It just makes you wonder why nobody's done it yet.
Well, it's not easy, that's for sure. But Rani's approach is interesting on a few different levels.
Like, what? Give me the rundown.
So they're not just trying to make a GLP-1 pill, right? They're using what they call an incretin triagonist.
Incretin triagonist. All right, you lost me. What in the world does that mean?
Okay, so think about it this way. Most GLP-1 drugs we've talked about, they target one specific receptor in the body.
Okay.
This triagonist. It's designed to activate not just one, but three different receptors, GLP-1, GIP, and glucagon.
Hold on. It's hitting multiple targets at once, yeah. Like a three-for-one deal.
Exactly. A master key instead of just a regular key.
Right.
And the idea is by targeting all three of these receptors.
You get a bigger impact.
Potentially, yeah. Each of those receptors plays a role in regulating blood sugar and appetite, right?
Right. So hit them all at once and...
You might get even better results than with the single receptor drugs we have now.
So this is like next level GLP-1 stuff we're talking about here.
Potentially, yeah. But, and this is important, it's... still early days.
Always a catch, right?
So they've had good results in canine trials so far, showing weight loss with this oral triagonist.
Dogs aren't humans, though.
Of course not, which is why we need to see how this translates to humans, and that takes time and rigorous testing.
So cautiously optimistic for now.
Exactly. But the science is intriguing, to say the least, and it really shows how fast this whole field is moving.
So when can we expect to see, like, actual results in humans?
Well, Ronnie's aiming to start phase 1 trials in 2025, so that'll be a big one to watch.
I have a feeling we'll be talking a lot more about Rani Therapeutics in the coming years.
I agree. If this works, an oral GLP-1 drug really could change everything.
So we've got these potentially game-changing treatments on the horizon, but they're still a few years out, right? It really makes you think, like, what happens if this oral GLP-1 thing actually takes off?
Oh, it's a fascinating question. If Ronnie's trials go well, if they get approval, it could be huge GE. We might be talking about a whole new ballgame.
Right. Because imagine suddenly it's not just injections anymore. It's a pill. That could change everything.
Absolutely. Convenience is a big deal for people. It could really open up the market for GLP-1 therapies in a way we haven't seen before.
And think about what that means for companies like Novartis. Right. The whole reason they're focusing on those niche markets is because the weight loss field is already so crowded.
Exactly. But if an oral GLP-1 comes along and shakes things up, well, those niche markets might not seem so niche anymore.
Right. Because if more people are open to trying GLP-1 therapies because, hey, it's just a pill now, that demand is going to ripple outwards.
Exactly. It's like one innovation can have this domino effect on the whole industry. And it really gets you thinking, what if down the line, GLP-1 drugs become as common as, say, statins are now?
Wow, that's a really interesting thought. Statins are everywhere, right? Practically everyone over a certain age is taking them for their cholesterol.
It's one of the most widely prescribed medications out there. So if GLP-1s become that ubiquitous, I mean, the implications for public health are huge.
Right. We could be talking about a significant decrease in obesity rates, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, even certain types of cancers.
And potentially an increase in life expectancy for a lot of people.
That's the optimistic view, of course.
Of course. Of course. There are always challenges with any major medical advancement, right? We're talking long-term effects, making sure everyone has access, that it's affordable.
And then there are the ethical considerations, too.
Exactly. When you have a drug that can potentially influence weight and brain health, well, that raises a whole other set of questions.
It's exciting, but it's a little daunting to think about, too.
Yeah.
You know, Like, we're on the cusp of something really big here.
We are. And I think that's the big takeaway. With every breakthrough, with every advancement, there are always going to be these complex questions, these implications that we need to be ready for.
So it's not just about celebrating the science, it's about being thoughtful about it too.
Exactly. It's about moving forward with optimism, but also with careful consideration.
Well said. So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of GLP-1s, what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from all of this?
You know, I think the biggest thing is there's always more to learn. GLP-1s are about so much more than just weight loss. They're changing how we understand metabolic processes, the brain, how interconnected our bodies really are.
It's about the bigger picture for sure.
Exactly. So stay curious, keep asking questions, and don't be afraid to dig deeper. That's what it's all about.
Love it. And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this journey. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.